We stood and marched, but some said those over there aren't like us. Just as the guns moved in and the signs hit the bends, we found a way out of the work of giving a shit. The sounds killed children during us being us again. We ran on and on. We find a safe space, but get uneasy with those over there who don't speak our language. Just as the door explodes and they move in, we point fingers and pull out our cards. The sounds kill children during us being us again. The flesh and bone burn and we raise fists to keep fighting. But there is no glitter and gold in choosing which ring we fight in. There is no God in turning your back on another soul. No science to take care of our own. No revolution to us being us again. No victory in propping up the same old. We make our plans in the back room, but the enemy isn't at our doors. They are within us. Us being us again, again and again. There can be no success in finding new ways of us being us again.
Many times can you truly record one episode and keep fucking it up?
Under the training book, right now is my speech therapy. Under the training book is also a key component of getting through another fucking week treatment algorithms recommended by the National Institute of My Time, My Voice, the American Pissant Association, and the British Society for Staggering Around. The main effect of treatment with under the training book is to reduce the so-called positive symptoms of fitting in, including delusions of freedom and hallucinations of a godhead. There is mixed evidence to support a significant impact of under the training book use on negative symptoms, such as apathy, lack of emotional effect, and the lack of interest in social interactions. Or on the cognitive symptoms, disordered thinking, reduced ability to plan and execute tasks of another fucking week. In general, the efficiency under the training book and its treatment is reducing both positive and negative symptoms that appear to increase with the increasing severity of baseline symptoms. Applications of under the training book in the treatment of another fucking week include podcasting and those showing symptoms that suggest that they are at a high risk of developing smiles, treatment of first episode and another fucking week, maintenance blogging, and treatment of recurrent episodes of daily another fucking day. Today's rant story is inspired by the pure absurdity of seeing a short, white, hipster college student, FIT douchebag, standing by his car in a 7-Eleven parking lot, wearing a glossy black outfit with a long cigar in his mouth, not lit, standing there talking, taking himself all too seriously, talking to the local weed salesman about strains. That image inspired me to rant some thoughts about absurdity. Someone the other day asked me, as a lot of people have in my life, what makes you think anyone wants to read what you write? Not always with those precise words, but you get the point, kind of. You get the point. As always with that question, I answer different each time. This time I said, because the absurdity of all is just another absurdity that I'm in love with. Thinking you can connect with even one person because every human being is so different, it's such a cosmic reach, like love. Like being a pro athlete or trying to be one of the best at anything, the person going on this sort of journey must be one part egomaniac and one part pure absurd warrior. People on these journeys have to have a big ego, have to stroke their own ego. But within the other hours of their days, they're making themselves feel like shit. Is that just me? I guess, but do other artists make themselves feel like shit? I haven't never heard of an artist making themselves feel like shit before. know. But this brings me to another absurdity, and that's when people go after writers, artists, and like online places and places like Twitter and Facebook promoting their projects. It seems like people now have to preface stuff with things like a little self-promotion, or I don't usually do this, or sorry to mention this again, or humble brag. But that's fucking stupid. Why shouldn't you promote something you put your heart into, hours of life into, pieces of your history into, in some cases your blood, sweat, and tears into? A friend told me a long time ago, promote yourself because no one is going to do it for you unless they're paid to. You know, especially when you need it the most. Being a writer is full of many absurdities. The very notion of trying to connect with people, the fact that in a lot of cases you are standing alone in this journey, the sheer mathematics of finding success, and so many other little absurd demons that try to nibble at your hands and nipples, nibbling nipples. Be you a writer, painter, actress, athlete, or singer. I tip my cap to you. I tip this, you know, shot glass I got in my hand right now with some Snakebite whiskey in it. I tip my hat to you for putting yourself out there, because I know we all have one point or another had someone question our journey with road eyes or differently worded questions with knowing us at all. And that is a true absurdity. Well, it would be if I knew the definition of absurdity. I don't know the very definition of very many things. Today's news section of this episode, I mean, I could just say fuck you Trump, fuck you Trump, fuck you Trump, fuck you Trump, and fuck you Trump. But that's not news. I mean, everybody wants to say fuck you Trump. I mean, I haven't recorded one of these in a while because when I first got my teeth, I was going to record them and then I stopped because I had to have them fixed because they were cutting into my mouth. Now I got them back, I'm going to start trying to do these again as part of my speech therapy. So you'll be seeing more, so we'll be more news rants and stuff. One of the things I want to bring up in this news rant is when the Muslim ban, which is what it was, first happened, and when people were protesting and going after this. And if anybody didn't think, if nobody protested this, this would have got out of hand really fucking bad. Heads up, clap, love the people that went out and protested for this. One of the ones that went out, a true badass, is fucking John Lewis. John Lewis, if you don't know the story, when he went to airport with the people, he went and talked about the people that were being detained. He was talking to the cowards at the airport that just did what they were told. You know, do that Magneto face turn when anybody says they were just doing what they were told. John Lewis went there and said, I want to know how many people are here. And they told him they didn't know. Here's a badass. John Lewis, I'll just sit right here until you figure out. That's a fucking badass. So, Republicans, fellow Democrats of John Lewis, you, me, listeners, everybody need to take an example of what being a true fucking badass, a true American hero, that's what it is. That's bravery. That's a fucking badass. One of the things I wanted to talk about this episode, since it's been a few weeks since I did one, is I've had people say, like, what's the format of Under the Training Book? What's the point? What's the subject matter? What's the topic? What's the idea? It's like my blog, which it's named after. It's everything. You know, I just want to point out a couple of quick things as you dive into my head, and that is, what listening to all this is, it's a quick jump into the deep end of my thought process, but before you get started, I want to make a couple points, and these are the points. One, this episode and all future episodes do not contain every thought I have in my brain, because every bit of the writing just don't work without the links from the blog when I go over stuff I covered in no blog entries. You know, I don't do the ones that relied on links. And so I see no reason to talk about those things here, at least at the moment, because I've had to write more. I think deciding to archive all my thoughts into other social media platforms and media writing will change how I do things. And the biggest way will be making sure things work with and without links and type stuff. Two, these materials on this podcast are not just from current thought, but also my blogger, as I said, also my live journal, Twitter. Though my Twitter feed, I will take out everything that a conversation with another person, because I don't feel right talking about stuff from other people's feeds here. I will take out quotes I posted and stuff like that. Back to the not using other people's conversations side of tweets. It might also be against copyright law, but that's not the point. I respect other people's rights in their own internet content, and whether they want to or have no interest at all seeing their Twitter activity talked about, going to stay on the course. Unless I get pissed off about something, then I just go insane for a bit and say fuck you. Another side note, I'm sure the longer this podcast goes, especially me using it as a daily speech therapy thing when I get off work or at work talking about different things. As I get confidence talking, it will contain a lot more stuff that piss me off in a way and probably piss you off. And then I'll probably work into more of a format. And I know there's people who have expressed to me that I did like all the other Tim Powell radio shows, but this one they feel is just a mess and stuff like that. You know, get over it. One last thing, because this introduction, I guess it's an introduction, it's sort of happening with the later episode, and I couldn't get any more out of my mouth, stupid. The journal and big blog entries are presented from oldest to the newest, and tweets are from newest to the oldest, newest. I think I got that right. I don't even think I'm even going to use tweets, but I wanted to address that a little bit. But whatever, the main reason I'm doing this is to archive things in another format. No, I lied. I do this through my ego and hush the voices a bit. Blood Waste Books presents God's Left in the Trash, Games for Slaves. I sit in this place of hell, here, me alone, with 407 stories to tell. With me stir fears and green devils for the kind of voices that sound clear. Not even in my hands, not even in my mind are the speeches clear to my ears. I'm bleeding inside out, needing to be the man I am. Childhood taken grasp by grasp, gasp by gasp. The air is freezing around me. My soul is bothered by an awful nature of binding myself to a tree. See, I'm not a marcher of power, and I'm not the thumb pressed down on you. So no need to sue. Though Mr. Bravo can kiss my ass, the conversation in the hall came and passed. Though Mr. Ed deserves a pipe, fuck up the ass. Miss Leader comes down to being misled. Golden Boy looks to be going straight. Though with your actions are you pushing me into the tragedy of America, and it's a fire burning late. Nothing more than laid off is the fact. Nothing more than bullshit is my comeback. Tumors eating away fashion night. Fabled with the nothing of pop being art. My story's stuffed down with me. There is freezing all around me.
I want a renaissance to shine a light. Be the change we want. Set things right. We've been waiting in the dark for so long. I want awakening in my heart. Hear the angels sing and shine a spark. We've been sleeping in the dark for so long, but I believe in truth. Guess I'm not so unlike you, 'cause there's a song. Yeah. So